CBA Mobile. Hello there, Kevin. How are you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Here, moseying around this morning, man. I'm going to pick my partner up over here at his house. And getting ready to head back down to Greenwood, man. That's why ain't nobody hearing from me. I've been down in Greenwood. I'll be glad to get out of that place, man. That job done has been messed up from day one.
Glad you're out. Well, you picked a heck of a day, though, I tell ya. I'm going to play some tennis.
Roger that, man. Hey, what kind of bike do you have? I know Steve was telling me you got you a nice big motorcycle over there.
I have a Honda Valkyrie. It's it's like the Honda Goldwing, except it doesn't have all the fairing on it. It looks more like a cruiser bike. It's a horizontally opposed six-cylinder, about 135 horsepower. It's got the hard bags on the back. I tell you, that thing will fly, though.
Jack, I mean, you're going to have to hook up one day and go for a ride, man. I got me on the Goldwing GL1200, 84 model. I drove that thing to Bill's house last night. I think it's Bill.
Is that Bill you're talking about in Faraki?
That's Bill. W4NGU.
Well, yeah, this is a 1500, it's a 98, and I've always wanted one, and they've come way down in price. They used to be $10,000, $11,000, and I just couldn't pay that for a motorcycle, and so and then I was looking, last year, and they were, four and five, and I found this one. I think I got this one for about $3,500.
Well, I got mine for $1,500. And pretty nice bike. It's got some scratches on it because the guy that I bought it from, he said he rode it two or three times, and he got some type of spill, medical issue going on with his legs and stuff, and he gets weak. And I guess he dropped it. I drove that thing to Bill's house last night to park on his garage doors over me and my little one. I said my little one, he's as big as I am. We figured we had about 640 pounds on that jugger last night. And that thing cruised down 85 like it was nothing.
I guess you saw that old Pontiac, or is that a Pontiac? Or an old, I think it's an Oldsmobile. I've worked on it. I don't know what it is. That old car he's got sitting in there.
Car you got sitting in there, man, looks good. That car really looks good. I like it, man. That's pretty cool. That's back when metal used to be metal and a car used to be a car. That's one thing I will say. I did like that. You know, he needs to get that thing running, man. Yeah, I'd be more than glad to go over and help him, you know, work on it. I'd love to see that thing running.
And he bought a new battery for it and he couldn't get it running, so they called me there, and there was a wire in the distributor that was short in the ground. That, in other words, all the juice was going to the ground instead to the spark plugs, and once I figured it out, it fired right off, and I was spraying brake clean in there for it to burn in the carburetor. So I told him, I said, the next step would be to disconnect the fuel pump hose there at the front of the engine and stick it down in a gas can and see if the fuel pump's working and see if the carburetor's clogged up, which I'm sure it probably is. And, and just go from there. We have to look at his gas tank. I'm afraid it's probably got rust in it, but, if it has that E85, I mean, that 10% ethanol gas in it, it's probably turned to jello by now.
That'd be the next step to do. Let me get back with you in just a second. I just pulled up here. My partner broke down here on the side of the road, and see if we can get him back home right quick. And I got to cut a trip to Greenwood. Let me come right back at you in about 2 or 3 minutes.
KB4 CBA mobile.
KBC, I'll be on standby for a moment.
Tell me 17 meters of booming.
missed my contacts on 17 meters the other day.
I tell you what, I talked to a guy in Lithuania the other day, and it was like he was sitting in a chair with me, and I wasn't using my hands.
Well, the antenna up there, that amplifier really don't matter. The antenna is where it's all at. You can take a $5 radio with a $700 antenna, and you know what I'm talking about. The antenna is the whole system.
Got that right. Well, I tell you what, I hit Lithuania on my dipole, but I hit South Orkney Island on the daggone inverted V.
The conditions, you know, could be doing better on the inverted V than it was the dipole. You know what I'm saying? Different antennas perform in different directions, you know, that's a good thing. Trust me, I've been doing a lot of digging, a lot of playing, you know. Been doing a lot of YouTube videos, watching different scenarios, building antennas and different things, man. I think I'm going to be about set to go as far as building antennas when, you know, as soon as I get everything, you know, that I need to get on. HF bands other than 10 and 6. Yeah, I got the 80 meter dipole up, the 40 meter dipole up, and they seem to listen good and all that good stuff, so I think I got them bands covered. I got a few more to get.
There you go. Well, listen, you need to get that tower up.
Hitting up a Pike Electric guy this morning to see if he could tell me about them bus anchors that I need for my anchor rods. And he said they go up to 12 inches. He said they have a 12-inch bus anchor. And he told me to find one of the bucket trucks on the side of the road, big trucks. He said they carry those things on them big trucks. He said 9 times out of 10, he said they would hook me up for what I need. So I need to get out and start looking for one of them bucket trucks sitting on the side of the road.
There you go. That should do the trick. Well, just whenever you're ready to go, bud, you let me know. Well, I'll come down and help.
Here, man. We gotta get us a good weekend, man, where we can get out and do some riding. Are you gonna tell you I rode that thing up these hills last night?
Yeah, he did. Did you ride that thing up 85?
Right up 85. You know, I cut 2 miles in. I come up Pleasant Street to Scumpletown. I went out Scumpletown to Georgia Road. Or whatever that is, 417 coming out of Simpsonville, made a right. Went to Woodruff Road, made a right. And buried off of Woodruff Road on the 417 again to 101. And I came that way the first time. And got on 85 right there off of 101 and came up. But when I came back, I came all the way down 85, 385, back to the house. That young ride like a Cadillac.
Now, is that new Goldwing?
Wing, that's it's a 1984 Honda GL 1200. And that was good, man. That was real good on the highway. I still got a few bugs that I need to work out of it. I'm still trying to get used to that air ride suspension stuff. Yeah, I got another valve on the dash over by my right knee. That does something. I gotta figure that out. I don't know what that's about. I don't know, it might have a second suspension under there. I know them things will pull a trailer. So I'm thinking that might be an extra suspension. I think I might have to try to put a little air in it and see what happens. But I still got a little bit of a bump when I hit a hole, or like a ridge in the road or something, like a dip or something. It sounds like it hits hard. My second kickstand goes down and jumps back up, hits the frame. So you can hear that ding, 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 yeah. And I got to figure that part of it out. But the first night I bought that thing, it. I mean, I can feel every crevice, everything on the road. If I'd run a snail over, I'd have felt it. But the next day, I got to play them with it, and it's got the air ride suspension.
Brazil on Friday.
How about that? All right, well, listen, I'm on the interstate here. I got to watch what I'm doing. You try to behave yourself. Have a good day. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
All right, be good, be safe. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Rich?
No problem. Well, congratulations on your bike. We got our new dipole up, and we're doing good with that. We got it up an extra 30 feet, so we're up at the top of the trees now.
Oh, man, that's good, man. That's really good. Holding up 1,000, 1,200 pounds. So we rode
two wheels for the longest time. But then we got our first trike in 2015. Now I'm on trike number four. Safe in that traffic. We'll talk to you later. W1RAR will be clear.